DeepEnglish.com.
At the tender age of 5, Ryan Hammonds told his mother that he remembered being someone else. Who told his mother that he remembered being someone else? Ryan Hammonds told his mother that he remembered being someone else. How old was he? He was 5 years old. He recalled traveling the world, marrying 5 women, dancing on Broadway, and becoming a successful Hollywood agent. Did he recall singing on Broadway? No, he did not recall singing on Broadway. He recalled dancing on Broadway. He started opening up to his mother, Cindy, about his previous life. Who did he open up to? He opened up to his mother, Cindy. He even asked his mother to take him home to Hollywood. Where did he ask his mother to take him? He asked his mother to take him home to Hollywood. His stories were so specific, his mother decided that there had to be something to them. What was specific? His stories were specific. Even though she was Christian, she began to consider the possibility of reincarnation. Was she Christian? Yes, she was Christian. What did she begin to consider? She began to consider the possibility of reincarnation. Cindy kept Ryan's stories secret for fear that people would think he was loopy. Why did Cindy keep Ryan's stories secret? Cindy kept Ryan's stories secret for fear that people would think he was loopy. But she wanted to understand her son's memories. What did she want to understand? She wanted to understand her son's memories, so she started looking through books about Hollywood. Did she start looking through books about Broadway? No, she did not start looking through books about Broadway. She started looking through books about Hollywood. It was in one of these books that Ryan pointed to a man in an image from an old movie. What did Ryan point to? Ryan pointed to a man in an image from an old movie. He excitedly said, "That's me! That's who I was." Did he say that was him? Yes, he said that was him. Shocked, Cindy went to Dr. Jim Tucker. Who did Cindy go to? Cindy went to Dr. Jim Tucker. Tucker is a professor and child psychologist at the University of Virginia School of Medicine. Is Tucker a psychiatrist? No, Tucker is not a psychiatrist. Tucker is a child psychologist. He has spent much of his career studying children who have memories of past lives. What has he spent much of his career studying? He has spent much of his career studying children who have memories of past lives. Tucker, with the help of a film archivist, discovered the name of the extra who Ryan had pointed to. Who helped Tucker? A film archivist helped Tucker. Did they discover the name of the extra? Yes, they discovered the name of the extra. His name was Marty Martin, and he was a successful Hollywood agent who'd had 5 wives, traveled, and danced on Broadway. What was his name? His name was Marty Martin. After further research, a list of 55 of Ryan's memories, including the street Marty Martin lived on, were proven accurate. How many memories were on the list? 55 memories were on the list. Were they proven accurate? Yes, they were proven accurate. Ryan is one of many children with past life memories. Do other children have past life memories? Yes, Ryan is one of many children with past life memories. Tucker's team has studied over 2,500 such cases. How many such cases has Tucker's team studied? Tucker's team has studied over 2,500 such cases. Researchers have found that traumatic deaths seem to create an emotional imprint in the next life, which makes it more likely that a child will remember. What seems to create an emotional imprint in the next life? Traumatic deaths seem to create an emotional imprint in the next life. And it can also have a psychological impact. Can it also have a psychological impact? Yes, it can also have a psychological impact. For example, those who drowned in a past life may have an irrational fear of water. Who may have an irrational fear of water? Those who drowned in a past life may have an irrational fear of water. Buddhists and Hindus, among others, believe in reincarnation. Who believes in reincarnation? Buddhists and Hindus, among others, believe in reincarnation. Although Western culture has typically dismissed it, it is beginning to gain a small foothold. Has Eastern culture typically dismissed it? No, Eastern culture has not typically dismissed it. Western culture has typically dismissed it. Is it beginning to gain a small foothold? Yes, it is beginning to gain a small foothold. In fact, some therapists have begun practicing past life regression. What have some therapists begun practicing? Some therapists have begun practicing past life regression. They believe it helps patients heal by remembering, and sometimes resolving, traumas from past lives. Do they believe that remembering and resolving traumas from past lives can heal patients? Yes, they believe that remembering and resolving traumas from past lives can heal patients. Even many skeptics say that these sessions provide them with interesting perspectives, which help them to deal with issues in their lives. Who says that these sessions provide them with interesting perspectives? Many skeptics say that these sessions provide them with interesting perspectives. While reincarnation might not be the only explanation, there is growing evidence that something strange is happening. What is there growing evidence of? There is growing evidence that something strange is happening. As Dr. Tucker reminds us, these cases demand an explanation. We can't just write them off or explain them away as just some sort of normal cultural thing. Does Dr. Tucker think that we can write off these cases? No, he doesn't think that we can just write them off. Does he think we can explain them away as some sort of normal cultural thing? No, he doesn't think that we can just explain them away as some sort of normal cultural thing. What do you think? Do you think these cases demand an explanation?